This is KingRick56 of the DailyPOS.org, and sitting here with me is...
In the exact same room.
Krem.
In the exact same pants. It's Krem.
Krem fucking up the Super Mario upload.
Yeah, yeah.
That Krem.
That Kremji.
So what possessed you to do that?
It was all Rick.
Why does everybody always blame me?
Because you're the webmaster.
Fucking. Man, I really should have
done it. Well, Rick, if you do get tired of the job.
No. I clawed my way to this point. I've killed many people. I'm not giving it up now. Blackleg Quinlan.
Today I asked GS Gold his opinion of you, and he said he thinks he should be webmaster instead.
Yes, well, maybe when he loses like 200 pounds and becomes competent. I really should have did a sound check before this. I'm gonna adjust the volume just a little bit on yours. Okay, say something, Quinlan.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Alright. Let's fix that. Okay. Try now.
I've got a nice 5 ounces of chocolate that I'm going to be working on throughout this podcast.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, quote-unquote, fun times.
Yep. Chocolate tends to be that way.
All right. Fixing the volume. People are going to be wondering what the hell we're doing. I'm trying to fix volume. You're trying to cook chocolate. We're not paying any attention to the boss cast.
Oh, I'm not cooking it. I'm just eating it.
Fat legs, Quinlan. Well, let's swiftly move on to this boss cast. Bold font boss cast.
Probably we'll want to cut this one so that mailbag isn't until the second part.
Yeah, we'll do something before that. Let me,
For all the people, for all the grease hubbers out there that think that mailbag is cool or important.
Yeah, or that it's, you know, even popular anymore. Or useful.
Yep. Or that anybody replies to our topics or...
Oh, speaking of which... I better go check and see how many replies we got this week without me asking people to reply.
2 replies. This is going to be a great podcast.
This is awesome. Okay.
What?
Okay, let me check right
what?
Here. Okay, it looks like we have 4 inbox messages. And
okay.
Let's see, the first one is from Spatulator. Then there are 3 from Inbox Archiver, who says, Inbox Archiver 1 old messages, we're moved to oldmessages.folder.
Dot folder?
Yeah, some crap like that. And so it's basically, my mailbox told me that I get no mail, so it's moving all my mail to a folder.
Awesome. So...
Yeah, we might want to...
So this is our bi-weekly Make Fun of Spatulator show, then?
Yes, that'll be our first segment. Spatulator
that'll
is dumb.
That'll be Mailbag in a nutshell. maybe every podcast will be like that. Every Mailbag section will just be, you have 1 new reply from Spatulator.
We should make Mailbag just into... Spatulator hate complaint box.
Yep. Well, that's all melee is for some people.
That Spatulator is a bastard.
He is an annoying prick, and I and my mother hate him.
I might as well type this out for people. Anyone who wants to reply to mailbag feel...
Oh, they can do it through PM right now?
I'm just saying it in melee.
Uh-huh.
that anybody who wants to reply to mailbag free, feel free. No pressure. No pressure at all. Parenthesis is mandatory. I probably didn't spell mandatory right, so it's like, LOL, Rick can't spell anything, ha ha ha.
We're partying like it's 2003.
I still need that interview with 12-year-old Krem.
Oh, I forgot about that. Crap. I might be able to get him a hold of him tomorrow.
I think it sounds like a plan. If we can get online.
Well, tomorrow I'm busy recording with GS Gold and recording with Star Kirby, so... And trying to clean out a swimming pool. But I'll see what I can do.
Man about town. Blackleg Quinlan.
No kidding.
Pirate, chef, and pool boy.
I went to town with my new pink shirt today. Oh, wait, that's not a POS subject at all. We gotta talk about POS stuff.
Yeah, well, we always open with POS-related crap, then we move into mailbag, then we bullshit for about 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
And maybe call some people and do random wacky things. So let's talk about POS. We have a new wiki.
Oh, yeah, that.
So,
That is, in my estimation, that is awesome.
My problem with wikis is they always start out strong, and then after a couple of days, nobody replies to them ever.
Well, that's just the way we are around here with stuff, you see.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Well, the last wiki did because it was weird or something. But the fact that this is MediaWiki and I'm actually kind of used to it and, you know, already and stuff, and I like the software, I can see myself contributing for perhaps days to come.
We can only hope.
Well, I've started my little project to write articles about whatever the heck I want to write articles about.
Yeah, you want to write articles about music. I'm still waiting.
It's going pretty good for me.
I'm still waiting for my Psycho Killer music article.
Okay.
Get on that. Executive choice right there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty pressured to be funny this time because my last interview with Auntie, I kept getting interrupted by random things. I mean, out of nowhere, my dad brings home a kitten, and I'm like, is this a Three's Company episode?
I totally used to watch that, except not really.
Well, I used to watch it, but I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Also, I watched All in the Family, thank you.
Oh. Well.
You need to.
Moving swiftly along, we have a new wiki now.
Okay, we have a new wiki now, which is free to edit, so expect Auntie to fuck up your profile at every opportunity. To copy it, spam it, to write about how he's a woman, and he raped your family, and your politicians, and your dog, and your grandmother, and the mailman, and your car somehow.
Oh.
And then he pulls a skem and then goes into your dreams and then rapes you.
We weren't talking about that on recording, Rick.
Shh. We'll leave that one up to their imaginations.
Never before heard on tape.
We'll just censor that whole part. Oh, hey, Father. My kitten needs me. Alright. My kitten apparently cannot be separated from me for 5 minutes.
Ooh.
Despite what you would think about me, I apparently am really good with animals. I'm training her to attack. Currently, all she knows is to fall down. High hopes, though. High hopes. I'm hoping to get her to be like a River Treaty's dog that could, like, rip off a man's arms and legs and leave him to bleed to death.
I could probably teach it high jump kick.
I think all she knows now is Splash. We're debating on the name right now, my father says, to name the cat Snake.
Snake!
Exactly. And it's a girl, so I don't like that at all. I prefer something ninja-like because she has this tendency to hide behind things and attack me. You know, I could be going to pee in the middle of the night and I suddenly have this kitten attached to my foot.
Oh, very good. We are still recording, you know.
Well, yeah, but, you know, creative
license. I forgot for a minute there.
Swiftly moving along. We have this wiki, I hear.
I'm writing articles for it, listen, okay? See, Ante had the right idea. He said it could be kind of like Wikipedia, but with opinions. Basically, this will make up for all the times that I've wanted to write a Wikipedia article about something, but I haven't been able to because they're cheap bastards, and, you know, they don't want a lot of articles or something. Like, oh yeah, we're the most comprehensive encyclopedia ever, but that's not significant enough to write an article about. But on this, it doesn't matter if nothing's significant. I can write articles about whatever the heck I want. I can write an article about that one weird spot on the floor in my room if I wanted to.
For the dog pee?
Goodness. Oh no, this is the one where I spilled marshmallow cream.
You know, saying marshmallow cream kind of invokes an image, and that image is wrong.
You mean the image of me kneeled over on the floor, slowly pouring marshmallow cream out of a jar? Its white, gooey texture slowly enveloping the fibers of the carpet.
Thank God! His internet cut out! Thank God!
What?
Halfway through that, your internet cut out. Awesome! This is the internet striking back for me.
Wow, okay.
I was really hoping that something like that would happen. I was willing the internet to cut you out.
Aw, man.
Actually, I was just referring to you jacking off over horse porn and getting all over the carpet.
Well, not at all. Not at all.
That or flailing Kermit. Well, we could take a pot shot at Yoshi about how crazy he is about Pikachu.
I have no idea what that's about. I mean, really, I can't even begin to comment on it because it's just so unrelated to anything. It's just the biggest non sequitur I've ever seen as a personality quirk with somebody outside of the comics that Static writes, of course. But the guy just seems to, I don't know, he plays Metroid or something.
Man has more than one Pikachu plushie in his room right now.
Is that how new?
He's like 15 plus.
15 plus, jeez.
I mean,
I used to have a bunch of Nintendo plushies myself, but they weren't all Pikachu.
Well, you know, I have
Mario and Luigi and Bowser and... Actually, I had one plushie of Mumbo Jumbo. That was awesome.
Oh, hell yeah. Where'd you get that?
I don't even know. I just had it one day.
That was epic. You should put that online.
I know.
Well, anyway, I have a bunch of lucky shit just laying about my room. You know, if I even consider my clock to be lucky, it'll stay up forever. So... I think I have, you know, that Domino's Pizza, real, real old thing, you know, the Noid guy who's in a red suit with a giant nose and red ears.
Si, senor.
I have a giant kind of stuffed plushie of him that is lucky, so I keep him out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I had a plushie of, what was his name? Andy Warhead.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Them real sour but then not very sour candies, you know?
Yeah, that guy. Oh man. Those were decently sour. those Warhead lemon.
Moving swiftly along, what are we planning for the website this week, Rick?
Oh yeah, we were talking about that, weren't we?
Oh yeah.
This whole part is just going to be called Moving Swiftly Along.
Mile a minute around here.
So, can I get your thoughts on this recent Coral Mayhem?
It was good.
Krem doesn't like the Coral Mayhem?
No, I read it and it was good.
Were you expecting horse porn?
Well, you did get me on that. So you're actually, like, saving that one for later, or...?
Yeah, I'm gonna use everything
I was expecting
I
the one that you had given me the little preview of, or... Maybe yeah. You were just giving that to me and me only for your sick pleasure or something.
No, I give that to a few people. Although, I...
Hey, let's take the second youngest member of POST and expose him to all this horrible, horrible stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up doing one about that. In the first interview, I showed Auntie some of that stuff, and that was some mm-hmm. of the same stuff I showed you, but we're going to use that eventually. I just looked for that because I wanted to cover up the Isao Mayhem. Me and Soap were playing that pretty early on. We were like, we're going to build the biggest, most horrible Coral Mayhem, and then it's going to be like, psych! Isao!
Blah, 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 blah.
And everybody's going to be like, guh?
No. Well, I was kind of going good at the time over having just gotten Windows Vista, so.
Yeah, Windows Vista is permanent guh. Why haven't you changed that over yet?
I'm willing to agree with it a bit better. I'm also agreeing with the half a block of chocolate in my mouth right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you out. Sounds like you're eating the laptop.
We need to pay postage for that, sir.
Moving swiftly along, we well, what are you planning to do for the site coming up?
Videos, and this podcast.
Well, that's more than what I had planned. I had planned sitting on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times.
Like I said, I'd plan more writing, which I think I'll get to.
Maybe.
I think I'll get to it.
If you're not busy out buying pink shirts.
So like I was saying, I wore my new pink shirt to Prescott today. It was pretty awesome.
Moving swiftly along! See, okay, go ahead. We'll actually let this one through. Tell them about your pink shirt, Kremji.
I moved swiftly along.
Well, I've moved swiftly back. I use time travel. It's like in Prince of Persia.
Let's talk about our time travel adventures, Rick.
Well, there was this one time that I met Abraham Lincoln, and then I got a bunch of historical figures, and we bring
them
back
to... No,
not
those. It's the time we talk about the old POS stuff, you know? We still haven't done a show where we've gone really in-depth about all that old POS stuff. We need to do one of those shows eventually, Rick. And now is actually probably not as good a time as any, because my laptop's internet is not hooked up right now, because it was interfering with my DS. But we can figure something out, right?
I remember that's one time that you actually complimented me before you started hating me, and I made it my signature on the forum.
I don't remember why that was, but yeah, I did do that.
I remember when I couldn't spell.
Remember?
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Cock.
Okay. Fair enough.
I remember when you were 12-year-old, Krem.
I remember when you were... How old were you at that point?
Like 4 or 5 years older than you.
How old? Well, how much older are you than me now? It should be about the same ratio.
Are you sure? Because we've time traveled a lot.
We have. I might have got screwed up. And there was that one time I went into space.
Krem goes to space. Krim versus the Mole Men.
It was Wally what dragged me into it.
Okay, we're getting off topic. I think I'm 21 at this point. Old puff stuff. Well, yeah, but we're comparing. Well, okay, fine, forget it. 17-year-old.
So now, how old was Rick? Which version of Rick were we looking at when we had 12-year-old Krim?
Well, I'm 21 now. How old are you?
16.
God damn.
I know. I'm not even dealing with that college and stuff like you are.
I'm not dealing with it either.
That's what you think.
Well, if you're, like... Are you sure you're not still 12?
Well, but that would be horrible.
You're stuck in time, Krim. I think I sat on my kitten. Where'd you go?
Anyways,
Go ahead and talk. I'm trying to find her.
There was some interference or something.
Interference? Sounds like a football play. Swiftly moving along.
Anyways, we were talking about 12-year-old Krim and if it was 17 years old?
I'd be 17, yeah. When I first got on the internet, I was 17.
You were 17?
Yep. Never owned a computer before that.
Oh, he's all 17 years old.
Yeah. I was
Rick,
17.
I'm almost that old now.
Almost. Some 5 years later.
Let's compare 17-year-old Rick with 17-year-old Krim.
You have a job.
Oh, okay.
You can spell. You can kick.
I can spell, I can kick.
You can type. That was one of my main problems. I could spell shit, I just couldn't type. Wink, wink.
The G's.
I'm better with girls, because I'm...
I'm convinced your apostrophe key was just broken at that point.
Yeah, half my keyboard was broken on my original one. The space key
that
wouldn't work all the time.
That explains so much.
The H key gave me problems, the shift key gave me problems, the caps key kept sticking, so I'd have to hit the side of the keyboard to get it to pop back up.
You know, that explains a lot of early POS, actually, the fact that half your keyboard didn't work.
I kept telling people that, but they were like, sure, you illiterate bastard.
Why don't we... You know, I think you're the only illiterate bastard we've had. Well, no, RPG is pretty illiterate, but,
Insomniac Dude has gotten really stupid.
Yeah, drinking does that to a guy.
Selling your body to science does that.
Also that, yes.
But he's getting paid $5 an hour.
Yeah.
I just picture them sticking chemicals into his brain.
Mm-hmm.
12-year-old Krim compared to now Krim. Now Krim is much more emotionally stable.
Well, actually not necessarily. Well, in different ways. But
well,
how would you say 12-year-old Krim was unstable?
He was fucking nuts.
Well, isn't that what being 12 is all about, Rick?
I wasn't fucking nuts at 12.
I know people who are 12.
Well,
what were you when you were 12?
I was me now, only I was younger.
12-year-old
Rick sounded and acted just like 21-year-old Rick.
Really? Wow. Same height and everything?
I got a little bit taller. Because I wear boots now.
So then 17-year-old Rick was just sort of this awkward transition phase between what you had already been before.
Well, 17-year-old Rick was very... The time I spent online with you goofy bastards has inspired me to, quote-unquote, better myself. Because
back to when you were 12?
Well, when I was 12 to the time I was 17, I didn't give a shit where I went in life. I'm like, I'll just sit here and go to sleep and not go to school and not have a job and kind of just leech off of the people around me because I'm polite and I can weasel my way into money. And
yeah, that describes half the kids in Chino Valley.
Yeah, I'm very charming when I need to be, and I can always get money out of people. I can just be like, smile and shit, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, here, have my money.
Yeah, the majority of kids in Chino Valley are pretty much like that, only with more blowjobs.
Yeah, there wasn't as many blowjobs in Michigan. Because all the hookers yeah. have herpes.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell, it's all over their faces.
Yeah. Kids around here just get, you know, babies.
Yeah, I was never keen on the whole baby fathership thing.
Yeah.
Because I just can't picture myself as a father. I think I'd eat the child every time he cried. You know, it would come to the point that 2 or 3 months in, after the kid has been born, after I've suffered through Static being pregnant and ordering me around and me having to live in the garage and hide for months and months.
So it'd be... And then so it'd be the same thing as your relationship is normally.
Normally, yeah, but and when she's pregnant, she probably wants me to get her pistachio-flavored ice cream or some crap like that.
Oh, hey, we have that.
Yeah, I know, us too. It tastes horrible.
Oh.
But anyway.
Ours is awesome. Eat at our place.
Okay, well, I'll give you that. I'll try it at your place when we get there. But I swear, I'll eat that child when we have it.
Okay, pistachio-flavored babies.
Get me a meat grinder.
Oh, goodness. There's a friend of mine who was talking about how they've had the big debate over stem cell research and whether it's moral to use embryos of human beings to do medical studies and stuff and try to figure out cures for diseases. And he says that the best idea he's had would be to combine that with the other great issue of our time and use stem cells as an alternative fuel source.
I thought you were about to say use stem cells to cure the gay people.
Well, them too. Gay stem cells or something.
Because we all know being gay is a result of a chemical in your brain not working, so you use the stem cells to fix that.
That's some way we could pull it off. We say to Congress, well, okay, stem cell thing, can we do it if they're gay stem cells?
Yeah, we need a gay scanner. Scan babies and see if they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
We're really horrible people.
Moving swiftly along, 12 and 17-year-old Rick and Krem, what was the deal with those guys?
I don't know. I was far too forceful. I was all too, hey, I have power on the internet. Awesome. And you
I was far too, this guy's being a jerk with power on the internet. I'm going to get so upset about it. Oh, God, why is he doing this? It's so unjust and wrong. I need to do what I think is best for the community and try to stand up to this man's oppressive ring or something.
And then you disappear for a month.
Well, that was just because that was the time I disappeared for 2 months and nobody noticed until, like, a month afterwards when Ben was like, oh, hey, you were gone for a while.
Huh. I can picture Ben saying that.
Yeah.
Throw in a few boots here and there and a Canadian accent and maybe a Mountie uniform. And that's how I picture the whole situation.
Huh.
See, I picture every posser as a huge stereotype. I can picture you with, like, you know, Sanji's Alabasto kind of get-up.
You are so awesome at pronouncing that stuff, Rick.
Hey, I mispronounce everything that's moon-speak. I don't even try anymore.
Huh, okay.
But I picture Ben in a quote-unquote Mountie uniform. I picture Soap with overalls with no shirt. Like white rafting down the Mississippi with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I picture you. It's really hard for me to tell you to explain what kind of thing I picture Static wearing, but you know, kind of like the Elmer Fudd hat that hunters wear when it's really cold.
Uh huh.
That's what I picture her wearing.
Fascinating.
I picture Cruz being really, really flamboyantly gay and Jewish.
And Jewish?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just picture him being really, really kind of, you know, flamboyantly gay, yet wouldn't spend a dime on those pumps, even though they'd make his heels look fine.
Wow.
Yeah. I picture your average Joe living in a hut.
More beautiful sight. The what?
I picture your average Joe living in a hut, but go ahead.
I picture... Statulator wears glasses. What a nerd.
Ha ha ha, fag.
Fag.
Auntie really wants us to put up Guru or whatever, however you pronounce it, for the next Coral Mayhem.
That might have to wait a bit.
Yeah.
Has he shown you any of that?
He linked me to the site.
Oh, very good, very good.
I don't want to click.
Your thought trick?
I'm not gonna go there at all. I'm gonna just.
Oh, you haven't visited that?
Oh, I have. I don't want to go back.
Mm. Your thoughts on it, though?
Well, picture a kitten in a blender.
What if I don't even have to picture it?
Lols. Well, that can bring us to the next... Go ahead.
14-year-old Krem was a big fan of 4chan, actually. But.
Well, I don't really even remember any version of Krem from 13 to 16, or 15, I mean.
Well, there should be some posts around here. I don't know. Jeez, what was that guy doing? Let's see. 12, 13, 14. Oh,
Even you don't know.
You remember that one? I don't know. I remember real life events in my life at that point, but I don't remember what I was doing on the internet then.
That was just some horrible drinking binge you were on. You went on a bender for a couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Reminds me of my 14th year.
What was your 14th year?
That was the year that I quit school because I busted someone's nose open. 14-year-old...
I can't imagine a more beautiful sight.
12-year-old, let's see, from 10 years old to 14 or 15, those were the violent years of Rick.
Hooray.
I was very violent back then. I was a horrible person, horrible child. I was just everything you don't want to be. I didn't do drugs, I didn't drink,
maybe
I didn't do any of that
right.
stuff, but I some kid tried to mess with me while I was trying to pee, so I grabbed him by the head and put his face into the toilet, the back end of the toilet, and broke his nose. So yeah, they kicked me out after that. That was good times.
Oh, wow.
Krem learns a new Let's thing see. About Rick.
Let's see. There was something we were saying about that 12-year-old Krem guy, and I don't remember what it was, but it was something I wanted to go a bit deeper on.
Him being evil, quote-unquote?
Him being crazy is what you were talking about.
Well... Him being crazy.
Well, remember the little conflicts we used to have between you and I back then?
Oh, do I?
Oh, that was fun times, Rick.
I don't...
How far we've come.
I mean, I can understand why you're mad at me, but you've, like, made it a blood oath revenge type thing.
It was unjust, Rick. What you were doing was reprehensible and wrong.
I was sinning in the worst possible way.
Oh.
Suppressing the internet opinions of others. blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. Rick, we are only trying to enjoy some nice, peaceful discussion. How dare you intrude on that?
Hey, remember that time I locked one of your topics and you went ballistic on me?
I sure do, Rick. I sure do.
Wow.
Remember that one time I was making a perfectly harmless topic and you just locked it?
I do remember that. I kind of did that just to piss you off, though.
Oh, well. Hey, it worked.
Awesome. Score.
Let's see. Well, then again, there is the fact that you're a total ass
any time I... Are you eating your microphone?
What?
Are you eating your microphone?
No, I'm not doing anything unusual at all.
It sounds like you're right on top of it.
Nah.
Okay, continue what you were saying at a safe volume.
Remember that one time? Oh, no, sorry. Just kidding. Man.
LOL.
I make the lawless jokes.
What was with, maybe I shouldn't talk about that, but you were evil for a certain amount of time, but you were someone's rival besides mine?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I do.
Creepy. Swiftly moving along.
No kidding.
Dirigible, what happened?
What's a dirigible?
What you flew around in?
I could fly.
You were evil Krem for a while, owning Kremco, and apparently Ben stole your dirigible because he claims it as his own now. Well, we've talked about each other long enough. Why don't we say something about the other people at that period in their lives?
Okay. I don't really remember anybody else at that point.
Yeah, fuck them. They don't matter.
Oh, hey, I'm Wally. I like hentai.
Ben, don't drink the water, Heyman.
Ben, I post at starman.net a lot, Heyman.
Ben, I have a forum board. It's called the Canada Shack with penguins, Heyman.
Ben, I administrate this place called EBIPM, Heyman.
Ben, I bring spatulator and great garlic to pos. Oh God, shoot me, Heyman.
Oh. Wow, I don't know if I can top that one.
Ben, I use a computer, Heyman.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
I think he's building a computer out of wood at his camp.
I don't know if they'll allow that.
He's running it secretly at night. He's making all the skinny dorky kids run on a treadmill to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't hear you making any funny jokes, motherfucker.
Sorry, I was typing something. Jeez.
Stop. Put down the porn. You'll go blind.
I told you I don't use the keyboard for that.
Well, you have to cue it up with the keyboard / mouse. Unless you do it with your mind. Jeez, that's kind of hard.
Oh, Rick.
How about that quote-unquote girl Tenda Senpai?
I don't remember her, actually. Him. Her.
It.
I remember we spent so many years just being like, hey, we don't know if it's a girl, and every 4 or 5 months he'd change, you know, be like, hey, I'm a girl, or like, hey, I'm not a girl, or hey, I'm a girl, or hey, no, I'm not a girl, and he would vehemently deny that he was whatever gender he said he wasn't.
Yeah, like, I know, what's with
he'd
that?
Be like, he would pick a gender and he would stick to it. I mean, he was dedicated to that gender. for about 5 months, and then she changed, and she was dedicated to that gender. How? And then, finally, a few months ago, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe about a year ago or so, finally posted some pictures of herself on the forum, and you still cannot tell.
It's kind of like Pat from the old Saturday Night Live episodes.
Well, I don't know what that is, but...
God damn it, Craig's
older. This person was, like, trying as hard as they could to make it ambiguous, you could tell. I mean, they put a lot of effort into it.
He's a guy.
Looking at those pictures. Getting, like, just the right angles where you can't really see, and just the right angles where you're not really sure, and, well, is that definition on the chest, or isn't it, or what is going on down there, or, you know, like, is that facial structure really, or...
Graham, don't ponder it, you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah! Oh. My sense of being able to tell people one way or the other.
Well, I can tell you right now, Tenda's a guy. Shocking news, everybody.
Oh, wow. Actually, it was a guy.
Yeah. But,
it was
a
guy in a dress.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, eventually, it took me a while, but eventually I did find that was what those pictures were. It was a guy in a dress.
So you quickly deleted them from your hard drive.
Boo.
Swiftly moving along.
Super sucking vacuum trap.
That soap on a rope guy never changes.
Nope, she doesn't.
Well, who does change?
Yeah. Huh?
Who does change?
I don't know. Me and you and Wally has some, and, well, Star Kirby.
You know, I've known the guy for years now, and I swear it. I knew nothing about him until a month ago.
Me too.
You know, I barely
it
knew
his name.
It
took a while, something, but... Yeah, it's been like a few months that, you know, we've really gotten to know him. And me and Rob just, like, suddenly were like, whoa, he's, like, all awesome and stuff. And see, my thing is, that's the reason that I've always been uncomfortable with, like, being mean or, you know, shunning new people, is because they could end up being, like, really awesome. It just takes them a while. I mean, with Star Kirby, he wasn't, like, lame or a bad poster or anything. He was just kind of in his shell a lot of the time. Just sort of that recluded in his shell type thing. And then eventually he just sort of started posting all awesome and being all awesome and stuff. And I'm always concerned, well, maybe we shouldn't shun the new people, because eventually they could end up being like that. Although, I don't know if, you know, Spatulator's going to do that.
Yeah, Spatulator is just in his cocoon. He needs to break out and be a beautiful butterfly of posting.
Spat, if you're listening, get to work on that.
Become a social butterfly.
Come on, you can do it now.
Someone use a moonstone on him. Make him evolve.
Oh.
Well, with Star Kirby was always a pretty awesome dude, because he was always kind of the first guy with, if you needed something that he could do, he was always the first guy to, like, you know, volunteer, take time out of his life to do shit for you. And yet, you know, Yeah, exactly, he still does. I don't even remember thanking him very much, and that kind of made me feel bad.
Aww.
Well, yeah, I feel Rick, bad
you
too,
horrible,
motherfucker.
Horrible person.
Well, fuck huh? You!
Rick, I had my time having fun as 12-year-old Krem. You know I did.
Well, we could tell the stories about the girls in your class and what they said to you.
Oh, hush.
Okay, then.
I told you, we should just make a Coral Mayhem out of that one. I'll just dig up all their old MySpace profiles, and, well, not old MySpace profiles or whatever, and...
You know, we should just get on that. That should be one of the next
ones. I know there's at least three or four of them still on there.
All right, we'll talk about that more afterwards so we don't give nothing away.
Okay.
Static is not so shy anymore. She's changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She, like, swears and stuff.
Yeah, really. When did that happen? I'm a bad influence.
Yeah.
Anti-hero is either less crazy or more crazy than ever. I can never tell.
He's kind of inconsistent.
You know, there was the old anti-hero who was kind of a steady crazy, right down the middle, and this anti is like a sound wave going back and forth, up and down, crazy.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
You know, one day he's like, hey guys, let's do an image fest or something cool like that. Let me draw something. And the next day he's like, I'm Gay Bear!
Yeah. When I talk to him, you know, one day he's like, you know, hey Krem, this is some pretty cool indie music. You should totally check it out. And I'm like, wow, this is some really great music. And hey, you're pretty good at art and stuff. And he's like, oh, thanks. I really appreciate that. And the next day he's like, Krem, I'll find you and fuck you in the ass. Don't you even think I won't.
So. Don't you ever think he doesn't think about doing that either, though? Because he will.
No. There's no telling.
He will get in his car and go to you right now. This is why I live so far away.
Yeah. He always has talked about, if there's ever anybody he's talked about meeting, it's always been me.
Well, you're the closest one to him.
I know, and he always targets me for the meeting people stuff.
It's kind of scary. Maybe you should report that to your local police officer.
You know, anytime he threatens to drive there and do something to somebody, it's always for me.
He's arguing with the pizza guy. You know, it wasn't here in 30 minutes. I will drive to Krem's house and rape him if you don't give me my money back.
Wow.
Auntie, if you're listening to this, do that next time you're arguing with somebody.
Totally.
But yeah, he's that anti-hero. He's a pretty funny guy.
I lolled.
God, I hope he's joking, though. But,
oh well.
Yeah.
If he does go all psycho rapist killer on us, it'd still be pretty cool.
Yeah, at least he'll still be drawing shit. He'll draw us happy smiling clowns while he rapes us.
I personally am against rape, but if I were to see him raping somebody and shout, I'm Gay Bear at the same time, that would be pretty funny to see.
Yeah, I think that would be funny. I'd still kind of try and do something to
yeah, I'd still try to, you know, save whoever was raping, whoever was getting raped, you know, but
you'd chuckle for a moment.
Rescue the person and all.
He'd be like, ha ha, Gay Bear.
Oh, wow, that person really needs to get that knife out of their back. I'd better help him with that.
He'd be dismembering them while he was screaming, Gay Bear.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we didn't mention one thing, which was anti-heroes changed a lot, but this is all in physical appearance. That guy is another face every day.
He is Ditto or something.
He's a fucking shapeshifter.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a man's face change that much after he shaves.
No kidding. His face is made of putty or something.
His face is made of silly putty?
Yeah.
Got the PM.